This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from RBC Wealth Management, where financial advisors aim to provide customized advice to bring their clients' ideas of performance to life. Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. That's the Cleveland Orchestra, with conductor George Zell, with music by composer Zoltán Kodály, the intermezzo from his famous suite Hari Janos, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson, here to keep the music going. We're in the afternoon hours now, and coming up, we've got a few variations for cello and piano on a Slavonic theme by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů to share, not to mention the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg. We've got a concert piece for piano and orchestra from someone who was a childhood friend of Felix Mendelssohn, the composer Ferdinand Hiller. We'll remember his music a little bit later in this noon hour. Thanks for being on hand today on KPR. Next up is the Ensemble Musica Antiqua Cologne. It's conductor Reinhard Goebel, and with them, Friedemann Emer, a trumpet virtuoso. We've got a delight from the Baroque time next, Concerto for Trumpet and Strings by Georg Philipp Telemann on KPR. Trumpeter Friedemann Emer playing alongside the members of Musica Antiqua Cologne under conductor Reinhard Goebel with a Concerto for Trumpet and Strings in D by Georg Philipp Telemann on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 12:25, and still to come in just over 10 minutes is the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, a concert piece for piano and orchestra by German composer Ferdinand Hiller, an old colleague and friend of Felix Mendelssohn. That's just ahead here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 National Historic Trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. And the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, presenting their annual summer series, Barocco Italiano, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, Pergolesi, and more. Opening concerts on June 19th and June 21st. Tickets available at kcbaroque.org. Here on the KU campus, 77 degrees at the moment, and warming up to about 79. Sky's sunny today. This evening's low temperature is around 62. We have a slight chance of showers late this evening. 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. Tuesday's high around 81. Looks like our next best chance for rain in the forecast will happen on Wednesday, when there is a fairly good chance of showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening. Next on KPR is a performance on cello and piano by Sebastian and Christian Benda, respectively. The music by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. Here are a few variations on a Slavonic theme on KPR. Variations on a Slavonic theme for cello and piano. Music by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů and performed by cellist Sebastian Benda and Christian Benda on piano. Today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:38 now, just over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. And classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on a Monday afternoon. When you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in, day out. And you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift, and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. We're ready to bring you now the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and music from a 19th century German composer who lived around the time of Mendelssohn in the mid-19th century. In fact, the two of them were childhood friends and would support one another as their musical careers got going. This is music by one Ferdinand Hiller, a concert piece for piano and orchestra, with pianist Jerome Rose and conductor Pierre Cao leading the Luxembourg Radio Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Concert piece for piano and orchestra from German composer of the 19th century, Ferdinand Hiller, played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conductor Pierre Cao and pianist Jerome Rose. It's 1 p.m. and stay tuned next for NPR News. And in the next hour, we have a marvelous symphony awaiting us, Symphony No. 5 by Glazunov. That and much more still to come. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods, presenting the Local Food Cup, open 7:30 a.m., and activities starting at 9 a.m. June 27th at 824 New Hampshire. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Live from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's a tune that you probably recognize, and just in case you don't, it's by French composer Jules Massenet, the famous meditation from the opera Thais, as played by the Budapest Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andras Karodi on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with more classical music for a Monday afternoon. Awaiting us is the Scottish National Orchestra, who will spend most of our time with in the 1 p.m. hour enjoying Symphony No. 5 by Alexander Glazunov. We're in just a short time away from that performance here on KPR. Thanks for joining us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. Well, before we get to Glazunov's symphony, a little Antonio Vivaldi chamber music with cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music. Here's Cello Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major on Kansas Public Radio. Cellist Christoph Kwan with members of the Academy of Ancient Music and Antonio Vivaldi's Cello Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:25 now, and there'll be NPR News waiting us at the top of the hour with classical music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks very much for joining us on a Monday afternoon. A quick question for you. Do you have an IRA? And are you 70 and a half years or older? And would you like to support KPR? Three questions, I guess. And if the answer to all three is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab. It is 77 degrees on the KU campus. High of 79 today. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and a low of 62. Tomorrow's another sunny day with a high of 81. We have a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. Lows in the mid-60s Tuesday night and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, and author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Time to ring you the Scottish National Orchestra and a beautiful symphony composed in 1895, the Fifth Symphony of Alexander Glazunov. Here's the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major by Alexander Glazunov, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. Another hour of classical music awaits us, and we'll start things off with a few examples of the English genre known as light music from composers Ernest Tomlinson and Sidney Torch. And later still, a piano concerto from a great piano rival of Franz Liszt, just ahead on KPR. It is 79 degrees on the KU campus, about as warm as it'll get today, with sunny skies. Low of 63 tonight, 20% chance of showers. Looks like a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Your morning edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Shadoot, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
772 points. The Dow is up 580 points. The S&P's risen 128. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And there's a fun little tune called On a Spring Note by English composer Sidney Torch, with a BBC concert orchestra led by Barry Wordsworth on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for a Monday afternoon is on the way. In just a little bit, we've got a divertimento for cello as well as guitar by composer Bernard Romberg. We have a wonderful piano concerto also to share with you, one from a Romantic era composer whose life was sort of defined by his rivalry with the Franz Liszt, a piano concerto by composer Sigismund Thalberg, just ahead on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Well, the tune that we started with was a fine example of the genre of English music that they call light music, which is more or less what it sounds like. Light-hearted, easygoing pieces that are very accessible, the sort of thing that you would hear on British TV all throughout the 50s and 60s. And here's a fine example of what that music is from composer Ernest Tomlinson, another English composer and specialist in that genre. This is called the Light Music Suite, with Tomlinson himself leading the Slovak Radio Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. From English composer Ernest Tomlinson, the Light Music Suite, played by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, with Tomlinson as conductor on Kansas Public Radio. 2:18 now, and still to come, in about 10 minutes' time, a piano concerto from one Sigismund Thalberg with the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra. Classics continue on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day, online at kansas988.org. And the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, presenting their summer series, Barocco Italiano, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, Pergolesi, and more. Opening concerts on June 19th and 21st. Tickets available at kcbaroque.org. Next on KPR, we have some music from a German composer whose time was in the late 18th and early 19th century. Music from one Bernard Heinrich Romberg, a German cellist and member of the court orchestra in Bonn, Germany, in which capacity he made a great impression on a young Beethoven. What we'll hear is a little bit of chamber music for cello and guitar, Romberg's Divertimento, played by cellist Morten Zuthen and guitarist Erling Moldrup on Kansas Public Radio. A Divertimento for cello and guitar by German cellist and composer Bernard Romberg, played by cellist Morten Zuthen and guitarist Erling Moldrup, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2:30 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch an hour of classical music from 7 to 8 p.m., and Classics Live is from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car or truck that's just taking up space in your garage? You always have the option of skipping the hassle of selling it and donating it to KPR. We'll pick it up, and you'll get a tax deduction. Find out more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. The Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra, they've got our next performance. It's from a composer by the name of Sigismund Thalberg. A composer born in Switzerland in 1812, but who came at age 10 to Vienna. That was the same age and same year as Franz Liszt, and the two of them would have a monumental piano rivalry through the course of their careers, even going so far as to having a public piano recital concert between the two men, a contest that was diplomatically declared a draw. But he was one of the finest pianists and composers for the piano of his time, and we'll hear Thalberg's Piano Concerto with the Razumovsky Symphony and pianist Francesco Nicolosi next on KPR. Piano Concerto of composer Sigismund Thalberg, played by the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra with pianist Francesco Nicolosi here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned for more music this evening, beginning at 7. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment and locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. And support for All Things Considered comes from Watkins Museum of History. Celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites, information about finding freedom, the promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.